Hi there, and welcome to the HVAC SEO PPC podcast. My name is William Payne, and I'm the president of HVAC SEO PPC. We're a digital agency that specializes in helping HVAC companies grow by getting their digital marketing and branding right. And when I say right, I mean making it so that you are the top of mind awareness in your geographic area when people are about to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company. And also making sure that the type of business you're attracting through these efforts are the most profitable jobs. We do this through a combination of traditional branding, digital strategies including SEO, pay-per-click, display, social, and Google Business Profiles. In this podcast, we're going to continue talking about your Google Business Profile. But in this time, we're going to talk about reviews specifically. We all read reviews of businesses we are researching. The chances are pretty good that you know your potential customers are doing the same thing and are already out there trying to get as many good reviews as possible. If that's true, great. If not, definitely start trying to get as many good reviews as you can. I emphasized good there because, of course, you want good reviews to be the predominant type of reviews you have anywhere people are reviewing your business. The two main places that people are likely to read reviews these days is your Google Business Profile and Facebook. There are other places like the Better Business Bureau and Yelp, but Google and Facebook are the two main ones, so we will just address those two. How to get reviews. This is going to be a little bit obvious, but the most overlooked way to get reviews is simply to ask for them a lot. You have to ask for them a lot because most people are not going to take the time out of the day to leave a good review. Unless your service technician was absolutely awesome and rescued their cat from a tree while they were doing their service call, it is super unlikely that someone is going to call you out for having done a good job. Doing a bad job, unfortunately, is different. We'll get to that in a minute. For now, let's talk about how to get good reviews. Asking for reviews is a surefire way to get mostly good ones. That's because your tech is probably going to know when something went wrong during the service or install. They are likely to finish that interaction by asking the customer for a review. So by virtue of the fact that they are asking, it is likely going to be a good job outcome and going to be a good review. So remind your techs to ask. Also, if you have salespeople that have an email list, one of our customers has been very successful at increasing their number of online reviews simply by having their salespeople reach out to their previous customers and ask, hey, if you were happy with the service that we provided you, please give us a review. It's really important to our business. And I think that in his case, he's probably done it for customers that they haven't done service with in 2 or 3 years, and those people will still go and leave them a review. So ask. Have your employees ask. You ask. Constantly be asking for reviews. Another thing that you can do is have a little business card made that asks for them. In Google Business Profile, you can copy a link that will take someone directly to the reviews section and even open up a new review window, assuming the person is logged in on their phone. This is a great way to make sure that it's a quick and easy thing to do. You can definitely include that link in your email signature, but even better, create a business card with a QR code on it that opens that link. Then the customer just has to point their phone at it and literally they can start typing away. It's assuming that they're logged into to Google, but chances are if they have a Google account, they just stay logged in all the time. If you can make the message on the card clever and attention grabbing, all the better. By the way, QR codes are pretty mainstream again, but in case you remember them from the 05 to 2010 era where they were everywhere but no one used them, I should point out that things have changed. Smartphones now come with QR readers in the phone software. All the person has to do is open the camera app on their phone and point it at the QR code. Most phones will prompt to open the link. It is super easy, so right now QR codes are on the rise again. Another place you can include a QR code is on any paperwork you leave behind. I still recommend the clever message though, be cool and leave us a review or something like that. That will make it more likely the person will stop what they were doing and pay attention to the request. So let's talk about good reviews. Getting a good review is great all by itself, but there are ways to make it even better. The first one is responding. Most businesses, when they recognize how important having a bunch of good reviews is, go out and actively try to get as many as they can. The first thing they realize is that getting reviews is hard, especially good ones. That's because people are busy and they just don't want to do it. There's nothing you can do about that. What you can do is thank someone that leaves a good review. They were the 1 in 100 that actually took the time to do it, so thank them. The value here goes way beyond being nice, too. If you listen to the podcast on Google Business Profiles, you know that this is a good place to get keywords as signals to Google. Responses to reviews work the same way. Here's an example. So let's say that this is the review. Gary came to my house the same day I called and fixed my AC for me. Every time I call for service, the technician arrives fast and my problem is resolved the same day. Best company out there, highly recommend. A good response. Thanks for the review, glad we could help. A much, much better response would be, thanks for the glowing review and thanks for choosing us for your AC repair. See the difference? The first response was good. It thanks the reviewer, which is important. The second response is better, though, because it includes a service or a keyword. If you don't know what the service was, leave it out, though. That's because it could make the person feel dismissed and it could cost you a customer if you call out the wrong service for them. It clearly seems like you're not being genuine. If you know who the reviewer is, though, and you know what service they had performed, go ahead and include it in a very broad sense. If they had thousands of spiders in their ductwork, maybe leave out the detail about all the spiders and just mention cleaning the ductwork. In this case, I recommend leaving out the geographic identifier as it might make someone feel uncomfortable as though they were being identified by name or, I don't know, non-anonymously. So what about bad reviews? The fact is you cannot please all of people all the time. And if you're in business long enough, you're going to get a bad review, sometimes a horrible one. Most times the best thing to do is respond. How do you respond? Be direct and answer the review. Do not be defensive, be professional. Here's a real example from one of our clients. They have an LP gas division. Here's the review. Never got a response after giving info for them to fill two propane tanks on an RV. Didn't tell me if they would do it or not do it. Left me up in the air. Not great customer service. Now, my company does reputation management for this company. When this review came through, we reached out to the general manager and asked if he could give us any details on what happened. He checked with the front desk and they remembered a form fill that came through the site with a phone number that was not valid. This was our response. We recently had an inquiry through the website requesting propane, but there was not a working phone number included in the info provided. We tried, but were unable to contact that person. Of course, there's no way for us to know if that was your request, though, so while we always strive to provide excellent customer service, we are a company made up of people, and sometimes things slip through the cracks. We apologize if that was the case here. So that was our response, and the key here is to explain what may have happened as best you can. If you are to blame, own it and do your best to make it right, if at all possible. Obviously, you can't contact them through the review, and you should definitely not call to ask them why they left bad review. Just offer it in your response. Something like, please call the office and we can try to find a resolution. They're probably never going to see your response, and even if they do, the chances are pretty low that they will call. If they do, you get the opportunity to turn a bad experience into a good one and possibly get an updated review. If they don't call, the next potential customer that sees the review sees that you care about the outcome and try to do the right thing. That turns a bad thing into a good thing. When to ignore a bad review? Finally, if a negative review is just plain odd, sounds like a rant, or is clearly unreasonable, you can probably just ignore it. New customers are likely to recognize it as unreasonable as well, and if they don't, they might not be good customers anyway. So key takeaways from this section is, number one, actively try to get reviews. They're extremely important when people are making a purchasing decision for the first time. So that's going to be a new customer, so that's important. Respond to good reviews. Getting reviews is hard, so be sure to thank people that review you and be sure to use general keywords if appropriate because it is good for SEO. And as far as bad reviews go, be sincere and try to remedy the problem if appropriate. If the person is being completely unreasonable, just leave it alone. Other people reading reviews will probably recognize it as unreasonable too. That's it for this episode of our podcast. I appreciate you listening to it. If you have an HVAC company and you're trying to grow it, we would love to help. Call us and schedule a strategy session. You can schedule right through our website. It's HVACSEOPPC.com. That's HVACSEOPPC.com. I appreciate you taking the time. Have a great day. Thanks.